Hello guys, it's Derek Tafuma here of DerekTafuma.com. Just today I downloaded the iOS version of Scrivener. I've also got the desktop version as a trial on my Mac. So Scrivener is a writing application for authors, which I think I am becoming. After writing just about two books, and now on course to release a third one at the end of August, fingers crossed, if I go according to plan, obviously. So alongside Scriven, I also have IA Writer and Ulysses, and I have those as well. The plan is to use all three, so that I can have an honest assessment of which one is the best. But I'm just want to look at Scrivener today. I'm looking at the trial version here on my Mac, and what it gives you is an option for just a blank template, a blank project. So it's got project templates, and it gives you this blank template where you can just start writing. It also has fiction templates, and fiction templates include fiction in the form of a novel with parts, or just a short story. So three types of fiction are present here. Then the non-fiction, you have essay, Chicago style, general non-fiction, fiction with subheads, paper APA, paper MLA, a research proposal, and an undergraduate humanities essay. So provides the project structure and compile settings for producing an essay using Chicago style formatting. Thus, the essay Chicago style. The general nonfiction provides a title page and compile settings for creating a manuscript using the standard format for general nonfiction submissions. So each one of these templates for nonfiction comes with a description of exactly what you can do with it. The last one is the undergraduate humanities essay. And this one provides a project structure and compile settings suitable for creating an undergraduate humanities essay. The format is based on one used at several UK universities, so that's a good one. Then there's templates for script writing, including BBC radio scene style, BBC taped drama, comic script, documentary script, screenplay, if you want to write a screenplay, stage play, UK, and the last one is stage play US. So there you go, script writing. Then you have templates for poetry and lyrics, which just gives you a poem. There's just one project template there. Then there's two miscellaneous ones for persuasive lecture and recipe collection. So there we go, we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 different styles project templates. The first one is fiction, then non-fiction, script writing, poetry and lyrics, and then there's a miscellaneous one. Then at the very top you've got the getting started. And on the getting started, you have interactive material. You have the user manual, the Scrivener user manual, and then the video tutorials, which I'm just going to watch in a minute. So the YouTube video tutorials will help you to get started with Scrivener for the desktop. So yes, just wanted to let you know that I have downloaded the trial version of Scrivener on the Mac, and also the paid version of the iOS for the iPhone and the iPad. Thank you for listening. I'm going to watch the YouTube videos now.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.